So my presentation will be about Krita. I will start with a short introduction. I come from Slovakia, that's why my surname is so complicated. And I work in a Finnish company in Slovakia called Ixonos. Currently I'm in a project working for Nokia in Munich in Germany on Kaligra. Krita is part of the Kaligra, so I had some experiences, so I can use them. I am a regular Krita contributor for 3 years now. Basically, I'm known in community for brush engines, the algorithms for painting. And I started as Google Summer of Code 2008 student. Okay, let's define what is Krita. We cooperated with Peter Sicking from GIMP community. Peter Sicking is responsible for some research about user interface in GIMP and a lot of stuff related with usability in GIMP. And we had the Krita Sprint last year in Den Werther in Netherlands, and we defined a vision. Basically, we came together and we just realized what we want to do in Krita, because it is a problem if you want to do both in graphic applications, if you want to do both painting, drawing and photo manipulation. Basically the problems are human resources. You don't have enough developers for doing the both stuff. We the Krita team usually are focused on painting, and we were focused on painting. Also another problem is user interface. If you do pixel manipulation and photo manipulation, the user interface is different when you are a professional digital painter. It can be solved, but it's a difficult problem. So we decided that we will be about sketching and painting and drawing and the inking. Krita supports the workflow for creating comics and concept arts. And also we want to allow users to create the art from scratch, so you start with all clean canvas. Okay. I had a presentation last year at LGM about brush engines, and I want to share what's new since that. I must say that a lot of new projects come from the Google programs. Google Summer of Code 2010 brought us a new transformation tool, very advanced. Then we have a new color selectors, I will demonstrate them. Then we have a multi-threading in Krita that is important for stability of our application and also for the speed. And we have a new brush engine, hatching brush engine. Why I have that success kit in the slide? It's basically because these projects are, what I like about Krita when you do Google Summer of Code is that when you work on Google Summer of Code, your work is released soon. I mean, if you work on summer and we have a release in September, your work is really released. I noticed that in some open source projects, there is some time gap between the work is in the release. So this is really successful in Krita. You work in summer and we release it and we use it. What's also new for Krita is a lot of improvements. We really feel proud about Krita 2.3 that was released just recently. When I was preparing for this presentation, I was going through the commit list since the day till May 2010, and there were a huge amount of comments, a huge amount of work, and basically the four areas were improved. Painting was really improved, usability of the application, and I will try to prove it and show you some stuff. Also the speed was improved. For example, the painting compared to Krita 2.2 compared to 2.3 is like 6 times faster painting and 12 times faster smudging, and the stability was improved. We are much more stable now, so we are feeling like a champions, and we say that Krita 2.3 is user ready. Basically we say it because Krita was part of KOffice, and KOffice had a bad history of not delivering. And Krita is exception in K-Office because we really think that we are the most mature application, also with Carbon, which is a vector editor. Okay, so now I will try to demonstrate some stuff in Krita. I have a cheat sheet here. So, basically, what is very nice is if you have some features on Canvas so that you don't have to go into some dialogues to change some attribute. So you can change the brush size on Canvas just with dragging your tablet and holding a shift. That's really nice feature that is loved by artists. And when I start to use GIMP, I always look for this feature. I think it's great. This is very nice thing. Next thing that is new in Krita is that we have sensors in Krita. That means that they control dynamically some attribute. I don't know, I have a pixel brush and I want to control the size by pressure. And I can set up a curve. And what is new is that I can say, okay, the pressure will control the size of the brush, but also I want it to be a little bit random. And I can use different curve for random. So now the size is a little bit random and also controlled by pressure. Now to turn off pressure, do just random. Yeah, my curve is not very nice, so it's not very visible. Okay, so it's random. I hope you see it, but anyway, this is new, that we have a multi-sensor. It is also in a GIMP 2.8 to be released, but it has a little bit different UI, but it is compatible with Krita somehow. Then we have something that is new, that is that you can use different color source. Basically, if you paint, you select some color, oops, and you paint. Now, Cyril Berger added new option that you can use pattern. It's also useful that so you can have a color source pattern and create crazy effects. Yeah. Another new thing is improved build support. That means that in Krita we have a 3D-dimensional cursor. So you can see, I can see my tablet on the canvas. Yeah, that's cool. And we have these new sensors for called oscillation and inclination, but basically I stole them from MyPaint. So you can, I think it's nicely visible if you have a elliptical cell, yeah. I forgot what it is doing, but these sensors are new. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Basically, I can rotate the mask brush according to tilt. But I have to fix this one. Huh? And this is very cool. But MyPaint already has it, but now it is also in Krita. Then we have a mixing brush, that's new, improved smudge. It was requested by artists. Basically, they don't want to smudge only opacity, but they want to smudge also the colors. And there are some pre-made presets. Basically, it is smudging also colors instead of just opacity. That's it. Very, very nice. Requested. It's present in the GIMP Paint Studio. I know, don't know if you know it, but it is GIMP. GIMP Painter. Sorry, it's present. This mixing brush is present in GIMP Painter. That's modified GIMP with some patches towards painting. Okay. Then we have a sketch brush, but I will just shortly show it. The story is that it is a port of a Harmony tool. The Harmony tool is done by Mr. Doop, that man who created this application. in HTML5, and I liked the effect, and I ported it to Krita. That's some just new brush, and it creates very nice lines and has very nice shading. Then we added some tablet settings. You can tweak the global pressure and map it to a curve. And this is usually important for artists with tablet, so that the tablet input is behaving differently, so they can tweak it with the curve. Okay, very funny feature is mirror stroking. So I paint on one side and I have it mirrored on the left side. This idea was present in Alchemy, and David Reboa used this feature when he's doing his sketches and paintings, and I wanted to have it in Krita, so basically I added this feature and it's really fun. I will leave it to Timothy to demonstrate it in more. Okay, then compared to my paint usually has a procedural mask, and in Krita you can have also bitmaps as brush masks. Same in GIMP. And now we added support for SVG files, so you can put a SVG file in a Krita brush directory and it will be rasterized and used as brush mask. We plan to improve it because currently it is rasterized, and if you want to change the size, you have to change the size in the SVG file. And then we also support PNG files as brush masks. Okay, regarding the user interface, there were some improvements in Krita. Some new preset. Krita is basically set up around various Dockers, and regarding Dockers, as a Google Summer of Code project, we got new color selector, and it is one of the best color selectors in the open source software. These are the words from David Reboa. So you can have really wide choice of color sources and many advanced options. This color selector also show the history of the colors or various gradients to help you select the colors when you paint. Really great. Then we have a very nice feature regarding the canvas. Basically, this feature is about if you want to draw a straight line, it is easy if it is vertical, right? That is my Krita. Okay, this easy, yeah, but if I need this straight line is problem, so what about rotating the canvas, yeah? We can rotate the canvas freely, and we can freely draw a straight line. We don't transform the image, we just transform the view. Okay. My cheap sheet. Then we have a new dynamic brush outline. Basically, you have a brush and it has some parameter dynamic, like here pressure. You can see on the canvas that also the brush is changing the size, but also the outline is changing the size. It can help you if you need to paint some details, maybe. Okay, and then another user interface improvement is some basic work was done on the workflow management, so you can save the positions of the various Dockers as a workflow, and then you can easily switch between them. Okay, I think I showed all I wanted, maybe. Okay, basically this. Let's get back to the presentation. This is what is in Krita currently, new, and what is coming. Google Summer of Code 2011 will bring resource management to Krita. When you are a professional digital painter, you have a lot of brushes, patterns, brush presets, and you need to tag them and find them quickly. This project will be compatible with GIMP brush, GIMP resource management. So we are really excited about it. Then we will have multi-threading for tools. That is important for stability and speed. Also, it is important to be to support the real world. So we want to support binary format from Photoshop. PSD, we will have importer and hopefully exporter too as a Google Summer of Code project. And then the Seox selections are usually more usable in image manipulation, but if you're a digital painter, you can make a use of those too. Idea from Cyril Berger is a comic studio. Krita is very good when you work on one page of a comic, but if you need to work on with more pages, you would have to switch back and forth, and the comic studio will be probably new application in Caligra suite, and it should help you to work with many pages if you are painting comics. Then there are some new painting ideas. I'm working on a multi-hand tool. Basically, it will allow you to do crazy mirroring or symmetry when you paint, or you can paint with a few brushes at the same time, and so on and so on. And then another painting idea I have currently is to be somehow like doing an animation or something like that. So that, I don't know if you have seen some fluid demos. It's very nice, you can control fluid simulations with mouse, and I was thinking let's use this for painting. I will see where we will get with this. And then also important thing for Krita is polishing. We did some two real world artists filled some questionnaire about the status of Krita, and we came to the conclusion that we need to polish Krita, and they are happy with the speed, with the performance. Basically, there are some small stuff missing. Okay, Krita team are very great because we collaborate with other open source projects. Regarding the MyPaint, we support MyPaint brushes. We are trying to integrate MyPaint brush engine into Krita. Maxi and John are around for help. It's very nice. Then with GIMP we are compatible in the sense that we support brush masks from GIMP and XCF file, and also we support something from GIMP, I forgot. Resource management will be compatible also. And there is a nice story with Alchemy. Alchemy is a tool for sketching, fast sketching, but it is very experimental tool. And David Reva was using it. He's a professional digital painter, and I wanted to kill this tool in his workflow. So basically, I ported the paint, the mirroring of the stroke to Krita, and some experimental shape paint up. So basically, now he's using Krita because he has mirroring and this shape tool in Krita, and Alchemy is that in his workflow. Artist community of Krita is growing. That's great news for us. In 2010, we had like four active artists, and they were usually painting just demos, and they reported the bugs. But in 2011, there are like four times more artists using Krita, and they are doing real stuff. We have first comic done in Krita. We have first video done with Krita. One crazy guy just painted every frame in the video with Krita. Then we have some sketches from David, and some more than one comic, I think two comics, and one comic is actually looking for a publisher, so maybe it will be printed also. We have also very healthy community of developers, and we are still looking for new people. We are very open, friendly, and so we invite you to contribute with us to make Krita great. So we have a growing artist community, we have great art developers, and that means that Krita loves you. So start to create tiles. Yeah. If I have time, I can show some pictures. Little bit of time. Okay, I will check what I have. This is not the color. Okay. So I will try to show some.
Do you have any questions at the same time?
You had mentioned the multi-input. Are you thinking two tablets? Are you thinking like touchpad tablet, or what was your...
The multi-painting tool is not about multi-input, but taking one input and transform it into multi-output.
Do you know if there's anything that supports two-hand input?
I'm not sure, but I saw some demo application in Qt for multi-touch tablets. So somebody was able to paint with five fingers, but it was just a demo.
Thanks.
What version were you demoing?
2.4. Alpha.
Thanks.
Basically, the from the repositories.
Cheers. One of the things I hear from artists that they put in like studios and stuff is they want spot colours. They want to be able to say match a colour to they might have a fabric, they want the screen colour to match the fabric you put in their hand. Is that something that you could put sort of support in this way?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
Some of the artists that the company use, they want to take a physical colour.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on the screen, match the colour exactly.
Aha, I saw the demo.
That's something that Colourly can provide. Is that something that would be useful for this? I.e., you want a specific colour for business card or that kind of thing?
Not sure.
Or is that feature creep?
Okay, so for your specific use case, we are not really interested in that because we don't do business cards, graphic stuff. I always say use a dedicated application for that. But for comic book artists, for certain styles, yes, having spot colors would be really interesting. But we haven't really figured out how to actually make that work. I'm simply not sure. What Krita can do is combine different layers of different color spaces in one image. So you can have several grayscale layers and a full color layer, and if we can figure out a way to associate a grayscale layer with a fixed color, that could work.
I have a question of almost philosophical kind. I was interested in the way you represented in 3D the brush on the canvas. And the most exciting part is when the brush goes onto the menu and it's sort of stopped. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering about the discussion or the way you've imagined this brush to appear in the program. Because it's quite a step, actually, to picture this brush in a digital space.
Yeah, basically the 3D brush icon or cursor is painted only on the canvas. It's not painted in the user interface. So it's not a cursor in a system, but just painted on the canvas. Because the canvas in Krita support is OpenGL supported, so it's basically a model displayed according to the input from a tablet. I don't know if I answered your question. Christian? Yeah? Okay.
Nice picture.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about it.
Do you have presets where if you find a combination of colors and techniques and brush settings that you can save that so you can use it the next day after you've fallen asleep and forgotten?
Yes, we have that.
Okay, so you can save. Is there a limited number of presets that you can save, or
I think it's infinite.
Okay.
Just your disk space.
Okay, thank you.
And we have some artists produced a pack of the presets, so you can download them and use in Krita.
The last question, perhaps?
On the topic of presets, that's really part of what Srikanth Yagura is going to do this summer of code. We have presets, but we are going to add tagging for presets, and he's going to create a kind of sketchbook interface where you can create together a tagged set of color palettes, brush presets, even images and snippets, and so restore that as a workspace the next day. And then when you've got another project for another customer, you can get all the stuff for that customer together. It's what we call the sketchbook interface, but it's a bit wider than that. But he's busy on that now. Should be in the release in September.
Thank you.